All right, Larry Brooks, team manager. Hey, man, I didn't realize it until I was walking out of the stadium. Red plate, really cool. Really cool story. And Kenny doesn't usually celebrate second places because, like, he's Ken Roczen, and he, like, fist pumped. So, yeah. Great ride, and he's stoked.
No. I mean, it was a valid victory, you know, or a valid second place. Like, he's super happy, and I'm super happy. I didn't expect to be in the points lead so early. I would prefer not to be in the points lead right now, but I, you know, it is what it is, and we're gonna fight all the way through it. And you know, now we're in the points lead at the third race, and now we have a whole lot of racing to do. So there's a lot more racing. We'll see what happens, but you know, so far so good this year.
You're right. Grabbing a red plate for Jeremy early on never really worked. So, yeah, you're right, Brooks.
It worked for him, but he was a special guy. Jeremy was very special.
Look, I just think all of us, and who knows how it goes from here. He's going to Glendale, which is great for him, a Triple Crown. But, yeah, we maybe didn't talk enough about Kenny, Jett, Chase, and Eli. You know, all that shit that goes on, and then all of us are looking at the guy on the bike with the Kickstarter and not giving him enough credit. Like, really, really cool, man.
It's honestly good. I mean, I was really happy to come in under the radar and no one talking about us. And usually it just builds pressure, right? Like, you don't want all that on your shoulders coming into a new season. And I think Ken's been in this situation before. I've been in this situation before, and the team's been in this situation. So I think we just take it day by day, race by race, and just keep plugging away. And, I mean, what is it, 17? Well, how many races to go? 14 races to go?
Well, are you counting the Super Motocross Championship of 31? Or okay, yeah, 14.
Just Supercross Championship. That's all I think about. So it's still a lot of racing to go, and then we're just going to plug away.
On the bike side of things, hard whoops, rain on the track, all of those stuff tonight. And, like, so bike worked good. He looked comfortable. That's a real challenge out there for a lot of guys.
Yep. We've been working pretty hard with suspension, REP. We did a full week. Kenny stayed out in California this week, and we worked pretty hard on it. And then we came here and kind of changed around a little bit. And Mark and I and Ken, we all kind of got together and made a couple changes before the night show, and it was really good. So we're pretty happy with the suspension right now. Ken's super pumped, and it's hard to please him with suspension. Yeah. So if he's happy, you know the bike's pretty good.
Do we think the electric start thing's going to make an appearance at some point?
I don't know. I'm having trouble. I mean, it's definitely not as easy as I thought it was.
Blame the Canadians on that?
What's that?
Do we blame the Canadians?
No, not at all. Okay. Not at all. They're doing everything they can, and I'm just taking it slowly because I'm afraid to throw it on there and then have a failure. So, you know, we're in the points lead with a Kickstarter. Yep. So, I think we're pretty sure the thing can start. But I just don't want to take a chance. Yep. Right now I'm going to take it day by day, and until I'm really confident with it, it's not going to be at the races.
I think Nichols is struggling a little bit from what I can see, what I watch. What do you see? How do you fix it? How do you get him back closer to probably where he wants to be?
He needs to get starts, okay. Period. Done. I mean,
well, you know how to start.
Yeah.
I've watched you help riders with starts.
Yep.
So what are we doing?
He's got Will Hahn.
Okay.
I guess Will can help him. But I do help him. I think that he just needs to work on him. You know, practice the first five laps because it's just – he's easing into his motos, and Supercross is not an ease into the moto kind of thing.
Okay.
So you have to sprint right out of the gate. So he's just he's taking baby steps right now, because normally if you take too big of a step, it's not good. So we'll keep working.
I think you should go to the track with him like you've done with so many other guys. Start yelling at him and show him some things with starts. Because
it's funny that you know that. Like, you do know that. You've been there before.
I have. And I've heard about you helping riders with starts. Like, literally, like, whatever it is, you were a great starter. And, you know, your anger and your aggression and whatever you do, you get guys to help get better starts. So I'm going to tell Wilbur to get you to help. So I've just volunteered you for a new job.
Thank you. Yeah. I don't work hard enough.
And also Chiz, he's too old to be fucking flipping.
Stepped over, drugged the hay bales or whatever, tough blocks, whatever they're called, and just turned it upside down. So it was ugly.
Yeah.
It was ugly. Yeah. So he'll come back. He banged up a little bit though.
Yeah, he's too old for that shit. Are you still using him a little bit on the testing side of things, right, from what I understand? Like, you know, he's still a valuable resource that way, especially with the switch for Kenny?
Yeah, no. Kyle's been great right from the beginning of this when we all came over here. So we use him, obviously, for the testing parts, and then we ease those parts into Ken. So far, so good.
All right, last question. With the red plate, how much percent does Chris Wheeler deserve of this red plate? Like, how much did he really do?
Everyone has worked hard to get this red plate. So right. It's going to be a lot of work. You know, it was a lot of work to get here, but it's even going to be more work to finish it off. So we still have a lot of racing to go.
Wheeler gets none in my books. All right. Thanks, LB.